I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan says there needs to be a formal system for how the state reviews excessive force allegations against police officers. The AG's office and county prosecutors both review lethal uses of force. County prosecutors typically look at cases of excessive force, but the AG's office is sometimes asked to review them. Donovan says the system needs to be clearer.
We need to really develop a process and procedure about who's doing what so the public understands and the public can trust the process. They may not agree with the ultimate conclusion, but certainly they understand the process and can trust the process.
Donovan's comments come after his office filed assault charges against a former St. Albans police officer who allegedly pepper sprayed a handcuffed teenager. His office had previously declined to charge the officer, but reopened the case after a VPR inquiry. And Vermont's largest city will not have its annual fireworks show on July 3rd due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Independence Day celebration normally draws thousands of people to Burlington's waterfront. Parks and Recreation Director Cindy White says instead a local TV station will air last year's fireworks.
The fireworks will be live, and I say quote live because they're the 2019 fireworks that ABC 2244 is going to be putting up for us, and you'll be able to watch the fireworks, enjoy them from last year's fireworks at 7:30 and then again at 10:30.
Some other Vermont communities like Newport and Stowe are still having fireworks, but are requiring people to watch them from their homes or in cars. The Eye in the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms north and from the southern Green Mountains west, lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.